guardians, their loved ones. Our thought today is this: where we belong. Are you where you belong today? Dear friends, I pray that you are. If you have your Bibles and would like to turn with us, look, if you will, at the book of Psalms. We want to look at a passage of Scripture that comes to us out of Psalms 122. Where we belong. In studying this past week, this message has went through several different phases. The Lord spoke to our heart pertaining to this subject matter several days ago. And as we were praying and as we were meditating and poring over the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit began to remind me how important that it is for us to be where He desires. In the book of Psalms, Psalms 122, this Psalms of David begins with verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Dear friends, when I began to look Psalms 122 and began to focus upon that first verse, the Lord began to speak to our heart about the importance of being where He desires us to be. I can tell you today, dear friends, there is no place I'd rather be here in the house prayer, among the people of God, to be able to sing the praises of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to feel His presence among us and stirring us in a tremendous way. Oh, dear friends, what a blessing it is to be in the assembly of the saints and know that you're where you need to be. Oh, dear friends, when we looked here at this passage of Scripture and we thought about David, the great psalmist, he, like so many in his day, enjoyed the events of coming together to worshiping God and sing the praises of the Most High. This psalm is looked at by many scholars and theologians as a passage where the people of God would go during the times of the feast, in the times of the celebrations, and come together and sing praises to God. Oh, dear friends, they were thankful. They were grateful that God had gave them an opportunity. And today, I'm thankful and I'm grateful that the Lord has blessed us to praise Him today. Oh, dear friends, when you look at the Word of God, you will see time and time again where that the Word speaks of the assembly of the saints. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews 10, there in verse 25, that we're not to forsake the assembly. You know what that word forsake means in the Greek? It means to neglect. It means to abandon. We're not to neglect, nor are we to abandon the will of the Heavenly Father. And it's God's will that we come together to worship Him and to give Him honor and to give Him praise and to give Him because He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our glorification. He's worthy to be lifted up. He loves us, and we today are to love Him. Oh, to show your love for the Lord is to be where you need to be. To be in the presence of the Holy Spirit and allow the Lord God Almighty not only to bless you, help you, and enable you to bring Him honor, to bring Him praise, and to bring Him glory. being where we need to be. So many today are not where they need to be. I can tell you today that there's many places in this old world that I don't need to be. There's a lot of things in this old life of mine that I don't know much about. But there's one thing that I do know, is that the Lord loves me and He desires for me to be in His house. I know there's people that are sick. I know there's people that are traveling. I know there's people at work. There are different circumstances, but I tell you today, if God has blessed you and enabled you to be in His house, praise God, be where you need to be. Oh, dear friends, that is of the utmost importance. You say, why is that so important, Brother Lynn? It means something to God. If it means something to God, it's to mean something to us. I want to be here. I enjoy being here. I long to be here. I thank God for being here. Because you see, dear friends, I like old Paul when he wrote to the church there at Philippi, and he's talking about how that the believers are come together in meekness and in unity. Old Paul writes in chapter 2 of Philippians, in verse number 2, he says that we're to be of one mind and of one accord. We're to be with the same focus. We're to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit, sing the praises of a God who not only loves us, He cares for us, but praise God who gave Himself for us. I thought about Psalms 122 and verse number 1 when that David was crying out this prayer of thanksgiving, because they, like we, praise God, have something to be thankful for. Oh, when you come together in the house of prayer, the Lord blesses us and He helps us and He enables us to be the people that He would have us to be. You remember old Paul would write there to the church there at Corinth in 1 Corinthians there in chapter number 6. He would say this, that we're not our own anymore. We were bought and paid for with a price. The Lord has done so much for us. Praise God. Let us do for Him. Come into a house of prayer to praise and to give thanksgiving, to bring glory to His holy name. Oh, dear friends, how important is that? It's of the utmost importance to me. I care about the church. I care about the cause of Christ. It's my heartfelt desire to grow the kingdom. But today, where God would have me to be, I want to praise Him. I want to worship Him and praise His name, bring Him glory. That's what we're here for. Not to be seen, not to be heard, but to praise Him. To praise Him, to worship Him, and to bring Him glory. I thought about that a lot this last week. You remember in John chapter 4 when Jesus was there and He was sitting there at Jacob's well, and that woman came coming for water. That woman being a Samaritan who had no dealing with the Jews, she had came there with this purpose to get water. But when she encountered the Son of God, she was offered living water. And I thought about a great deal. For you see, dear friends, she didn't know where she needed to be. She didn't know what she needed to do. For the Samaritans believed that you were to worship on the mountain. And the Jews said you had to be in Jerusalem. But Jesus would tell her that there was a day and a time of coming where people of faith would know, praise God, where they need to be. I know where I need to be. I know where I belong. I tell you today, you know where you belong this morning. You might say, well, I'm at Pine Hill Baptist Church. There's a lot of people in churches throughout our land that are here physically, but they're not here spiritually. They're far removed from where God would have them to be. I thought about that a great deal. You say, why, Brother Lynn, has you focused so much upon that? It is because that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he encountered that woman there at Jacob's well, he told her that there was coming a time where the people of faith would worship God in spirit and in truth. I tell you, dear friends, being where you need to be, we need to be here in the confines of the love of God. Allow God to embrace you, to wrap his arms around you and love you and enable you to praise and glorify his name. That's where we're at. That's what we're to do. That's why that we say, if God says raise your hand, raise your hand. If the Lord says shout, shout. If God says to sing, sing. Oh, dear friends, we're here for a purpose. We're here to bring honor, to bring praise, and to bring glory to God. That woman there at the well, she understood little. But what Jesus was doing is that he was preparing her heart for a time where that she would know where she would belong, where that she would know that she was a part of something. I tell you today, dear friends, God has blessed us to know without a shout out where we need to be when the opportunity arrives. Nobody had to beat on my door this morning and say, you need to be in church today. I know that. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. When Jesus spoke to that woman there at the well, there Jesus was putting together a place that people could come and worship him in spirit and in truth, and they could know in their heart through the will of God where they need to be and what they needed, praise God, to do. When Jesus spoke to her, he spoke to her in 30 A.D., in 32 A.D., Jesus Christ in the presence of his disciples at Caesarea Philippi would say in Matthew 16 in verse number 18 he would make the first mention of the church. I tell you today, dear friends, we're in the place that the Lord was preparing for his people to know where it is they belong. I know that I belong in his house on Sunday. I know when he's made opportunity where I need to be. I've told you this before. People will say, well, I can worship just as good sitting in my bass boat on North Lake. Well, I'm not saying you can't worship and get a hold of God on North Lake in your bass boat. But there is something that is special being in the house of prayer in the company of the saints of God, worshiping and praising and honoring and giving glory to God. I know where I need to be. I know where I belong. Do you? Thursday morning, we were at Kids for Christ at Lake City. had one of the best times in the Lord that I've ever had in the school ministry. The Spirit was so thick you could about cut it with a knife. Such a blessing. Such a blessing. Knowing where I belonged. Knowing that the Lord was in that place. And that our heart goes out to these young ones because a lot of them, like many today, know where they need to go. They know what they need to be doing, but the hindrances of life stand in their way. What a blessing it is to be in the house of God, Bob. Not having to ask somebody if I can come. Not begging somebody to let me go. But to be able to get up and go. Oh, we take so much for granted in the day and time in which it is that we live. But oh, praise God, I know where I belong. I know it's God's will for us to be here today. For we've heard. We've been exposed. I thought about what Jesus was saying to that woman with that water pot. He was saying, don't worry. Everything's going to be all right because the Son of God is putting everything in a place so that people will know where they belong. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to wonder. I know. You know why? Because I'm not my own anymore. I was bought and paid for with a price, and I have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit sealed within me. Praise God, letting me know where I am. I thought a lot about the Word. When Miss Jean read this passage, oh, it just thrilled my soul. Because we had marked that. Psalms 100. The psalmist would say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise, and be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the His mercy endureth and His truth endureth to all generations. God is so good. I know where I belong. I know what I need to be doing. I know that He's made a way because, praise God, He is the way. You think about David. You think about this great man of God. When he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. What David is saying, we are enjoying our time of worship. We're longing. We're looking forward to be there. I tell you today, if coming to church, if coming to the house of prayer, is laborious and it's dreadsome, I tell you, the Lord to convict you because I tell you today it's a wondrous thing to be here. You might say, well, I don't like that church. That's why they got other churches. He said, well, I don't like that denomination. Well, there are other denominations. You know, I admired old Billy Graham, and I'm sure that many of you did. You remember when old Billy would give those conclaves and those big gatherings in these stadiums, these masses of people would come. You know, he would always encourage her. And he'd look right at that television screen. I remember when I was just a little old boy, he'd look right at it and he'd say, you go find you a good Bible-believing church this Sunday. You know why? Because we're not to abandon. We're not to neglect the church of the living God. We're to know who we are and whose we are and praise God where we belong. Why is it so important that your light shine? Well, the Bible teaches us that a city upon a hill can't be hid. Has to show people. It's to help people to know where they belong. When that woman came to Jesus with that water pot, and she came to dip from that well, she had no idea where she needed to be. She had no idea what she was to be a part of. But when Jesus began to speak to her heart, when Jesus began to bless her and to transform her, when Jesus spoke to her as only He can, all things changed. The ignorance, the uninformedness began to subside. All changed. That's what David is celebrating there in Psalms 122 and verse number 1. He was glad because he would be in the presence of the one who would lead him and guide him and, praise God, direct him. You're today in the house of prayer, in the presence of God, in the company of His saints. To bless, to help, and to move. When that woman who encountered Jesus there in John's Gospel, chapter 4, you know, the Bible tells us there in verse 28 of John 4, it says, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith unto the men, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and they came unto him. See what this is saying? Is that when she knowed where she needed to be and she knowed what God would have her to do, you know what she did? She throwed that water pot to the side. That's a product. That's a picture of the world. She didn't need that no more. She had divine guidance. And God was leading her to be a witness and to have a testimony to tell them that she had met a man who knew more about her than she knew about herself. She had met a man that was preparing a place so that the people of faith could come together in one mind and in one accord, in spirit and in truth, to bring honor and praise and glory to God. Now, in November of the year 2024, in this dispensation of grace, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's prophecy and His desire and His fulfillment has come full circle for the church that was set through the hearts of the believers has been put into place. Houses of worship and places of prayer have been erected and been assembled so that we can know where we need to be and know what we need to be doing. We've shared this many, many times on Wednesday evening. When you come here on Sunday morning and you park your automobile out in this parking lot and people see you get out of your car and enter into this sanctuary, those passerbys throughout this holler does not have to wonder why you're there. They know. They know. They know that the people of faith come to worship. They come to praise. They come to the place where they belong. I had a man standing out here in this church parking lot tell me right to my face. He said, well, if I was to go in there, I'd be afraid that the ceiling would collapse right down upon me. All I could say was, listen, you come on, we'll take a chance on it. You come on. I know where I belong. I know where I need to be. I pray today, do you? If you don't have that desire, and you don't have that longing, and you don't have that want,
I pray that the good Lord works on you, Warner. I pray that He stirs your desire. I pray that you and I can be like David. I was glad when they said it to me, let us. He didn't say let me. He said let us. He's talking about me and Bob. Because when Bob ain't here, I miss him. Don't you, Steve? I do. Let us. Let us go. Let us go to the house of God so that we can worship, so that we can praise, and that we can give glory. And Miss Angie ain't been able to be here in a few weeks. Been very hard. Very hard at my house. It's been very hard. She came bolting in this morning. She's telling me what to do and what Jen what to do and what Joey what to do. I said, she ain't been here in 6 weeks, and here she is giving orders. Just excited. You see, I think about David when he wrote that Psalms 122, because David is alluding to the times when the great multitudes was coming to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast. They were coming excited. They wanted to be there. They wanted to be there. They longed to be there. Oh, dear friends, let us rejoice. Let us be thankful and grateful to be here today. God has blessed us with so much. So much. The least we can do is take some time out to give Him praise. Let's stand to our feet. Knowing where we belong, that is so important. Knowing where we need to be is so important. And being grateful for that desire, it's indescribable. I thank God for that desire in my heart. I thank Him for enlightening me on where I need to be. Because you see, there was a time in my life when I was backslidden. I didn't have that desire. Even though I might have known where I needed to be, in my heart of hearts, I just didn't want to be there. But the Lord changed all. And if the Lord can change it in my life, then you can rest assured, dear friends, He can change it in your life. You say, Brother Lynn, you're throwing rocks? No, friends, I can't afford to throw rocks. I live in a glass house. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I fell and come short of the glory of God every day. But I'm thankful. Thankful that I know where I belong. And when I can't be here, I'm like Miss Angie, I miss it. When I don't have an opportunity to praise and to be in the worship sanctuary with my brothers and sisters in Christ, I miss it. There's just something special being in the presence of the Lord with His people. Not to forsake that assembly, but to come together to praise. You know, this is the Lord's day. This is the Lord's. Let us rejoice. Let us be glad in it. We're going to play.